there is that which is able to create a supply for your every need, the Word of God, and the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit, who helps us represent God's fullness on earth. In true intimacy, partnership, and fellowship with Him. Be a part of this and join us as the servant of God, Apostle Joshua Stellman, brings to you the Word of God with simplicity and power.
The Lord is not a special number. Forever you will be. Lord, I'm very serious with you. This business of kingdom life, I take it seriously. For those of you who are not serious with him, tell him, Lord, tonight you have my heart. Whether you are a pastor, you are a pope, you are a bishop, pray. Talk to the Lord. His presence is in this place. Tell him, Lord, I'm serious. I don't plan to be serious for just 2 years, or until my husband or wife comes, or until I'm ordained a pastor, or until I have a parish. Come on, pray. He said, Lord, even if you stop answering my prayers, I cannot leave you. If you stop blessing me, I cannot leave you. Make sure you are praying. Lord, if you strip off the anointing for my life, I will still follow you. I love you more than anointing. I love you more than ministry. If no one else comes for koinonia, I will still love you. I will still serve you. I will still pour out my heart and my all. This is part of koinonia. The message has begun. Make a commitment. The Lord will honor the commitment that you're making. For many of you, He's replacing the heart of stone with a heart of flesh, where the things of the kingdom no longer become a burden. Lord, you have my heart. This is for sure. You have my heart. You have my heart. You have my life. You have my life. Everything, 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 everything. The skill, the grace, the wisdom. Still praying. Pray. Don't open your eyes and looking at your neighbor. None of your business with what he's saying. Just focus. Just focus and pray. Don't be looking at me or your neighbor. Make sure you are talking. If you don't know what to say, keep quiet. Yes. This is how generals are made. You will remember this commitment because he will remind you in the future. When you become a millionaire, he will remind you. When you are having 1 million man crusade, he will remind you. I assure you. When you are about to collect that bribe, he will remind you. When you are about to give yourself to serve Baal, he will remind you. I assure you, you will not forget this commitment. It all belongs to you. Oh, it all belongs to you. It all belongs to you. It all belongs to you. Oh, it all belongs to you. It all belongs to you. You're dedicating your life. Oh, 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 it all belongs to you. Everything belongs to you. It all belongs to you. Oh, 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 oh. This is the kind of Christianity that was practiced by the apostles. Unconditional Christianity. Not God, give me a car and I will love you. Not buy me a bicycle and I will become your servant. That is a doctrine that came from the pit of hell. And Lord, I know you will bless me, but I love you more than the blessing. It all belongs to you. The kind of people that will walk in the new wine of the Spirit. These are the kinds of people that will walk in the levels of grace, of prosperity, of power, of influence. Men who have surrendered their hearts, not just their hands, who have surrendered their giftings. Men who have committed their all. Say, Lord, make me the celebrity and I will not be ashamed to declare your praises, that you will not get to the point where the stupidity and the foolishness of honor that turns the great to become weak. You say, Lord, I love you. as I rise, I will lift your name. He said, and if I be lifted up, not you, not the apostolic ministry, not ENI, not Koinonia, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men. If your gift lifts him up, if your anointing lifts him up, if you consciously hide yourself behind his cross, it does not happen automatically. You must consciously keep yourself. He said, I keep my body under. The Lord, I desire that you alone be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That we be grounded. That we be built. That we be established in righteousness. Enough of that kind of Christianity where in a crowd and a multitude of people, only less than 10 people are serious with God. And that becomes the pride of the pastor. It's time we begin to shout until the least among us become as great as David. Where every one of us can stand by himself and legislate on behalf of the parliament of heaven. Where every one of us can stand for truth and be a voice that declares the word of the Lord in every area of ministry and life, that God will find an ambassador in you. This is our mandate. And we can change this country. We can change the continent of Africa. And we will, because there is an ability beyond us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, please look up, everybody. How many of you are being blessed and changed by Koinonia in all sincerity? The day we stop ministering the word to you, God has a right to cease ministry from us. Because from that time, we become showmen and actors on stage. Hallelujah. Let me show you something. Ephesians chapter 2. I hope that one day when you become a pastor, look at me. When you become a pastor in future and you make slavery out of your members, we will call you and we'll ask you where you learned it from. Hallelujah. The reason why we are careful with our lives many times is so that we do not sow the seed of bondage and corruption in the hearts of many people. And so we allow death to walk in us so that life will walk in you. Hallelujah. Paul said, follow me as I follow after Christ. Run away from all this wrong concept of ministry and concept of glory, where you dominate your fellow man in a bid to show you are great. The greatest in the kingdom is a servant. Humility is a revelation, it's not an act. There is a revelation that keeps you in that state. Hallelujah. Away with that ambition of lording it over people and have, I fear people that serve me. I've said this thing for years. Till today, I'm not able to call people sons and daughters because I know how of much of a baby I am in the presence of God. And so what is the extent of grace that will make me call someone a son or a daughter? And I run away from these kinds of things because I know that anybody that assumes a position of honor will be judged even more. Make sure your priorities are defined about life, about leadership, about ministry. kill away the wrong mindsets that we have received, where you lord it over people. That's not the way of the Spirit. When the Spirit of God finds expression in the life of a man, if all you have to show for your yieldedness is that you can blow and people fall down, you are still a baby in the Spirit. Hallelujah. We must be built and be matured. Men of character, men of grace, men of humility. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All right, let me have, please, as I make these calls, if you belong to this category, just run out quickly. I will embarrass you. Let me have someone that knows God is calling him in the place of ministry. Just one person. One, God is calling you in the place of music. Come out quickly as I'm calling. Just if you are bold and you are confident, if you are thinking about it, just remain there. One person, you are what? Music. Do you sing? Button your other shirt. You should leave only one. Dress properly. Hallelujah. What of you? Music. Hold on. I just need, come. I'm not praying. We are doing something. How, okay. Music, all of you. Okay. Don't worry. Just go back to your seat. Appreciate them, please. I just need one person. Music. Okay, let's have two of you. Someone in fashion and design. Fashion and design, quickly. Who will? Make sure it's what you are doing, not dreaming about yet. At least that you have a seed on ground. And make sure when you come out here, you dress properly. Don't dress like a hooligan. Dress like a leader. Right? Don't come out with comb in your pocket and you're laughing. No. You dress like you know where you are going. Don't look like a foolish person. It's touts that look like that. Hallelujah. Comb your hair, you look smart. You look like where you are going. Don't dress like a thief. That's why they keep stopping you on the road. Hallelujah. All right, let's have someone in education. Education, someone who is education. Anybody, you know God is calling you in the area of education. Please appreciate them as they come. Someone in family life. You know you have a passion, family life. Who is that? Education. Family life. Who is represent? Okay, I will too. Appreciate her. Someone in politics and governance. You know that there is grace for you in that area. Make sure you know what you are standing for. If you are not sure, please go back to your seat. Hallelujah. Please come up and face the congregation, all of you. Someone in arts and entertainment, fashion. You're a beauty, what do we call it? Makeup artist, beautician. Where are you? Oh, she looks it. No problem, just come up. You're a pastor. Why are you laughing? You people always think, come on, pastor, beautiful. One more person, come on, celebrate her. I like people who are bold and confident. Hallelujah. All right, so just group yourself. Fashion, beauty, this side. Next, music. Next, your what? Decoration. Education, two of you, beautiful. Please stand. Family life. Politics and governance. Hallelujah. All of you are 10 koinonia, right? Hallelujah. Okay. Sweetheart, come. Now, you are a pastor walking in grace. You've attended our miracle services, right? And you've seen the grace of God. And as a Christian who has been built, you have the opportunity to talk in a bereavement. Now you walk in miracles. You walk in signs and wonders, but a family has lost their loved one and they just push you as you are now. Alright? With the knowledge of what we have been training, the building and everything, how would you approach? How would you communicate the light of Christ and comfort the family? Make your mistakes. Don't be afraid. This is a training ground. Nobody, I assure you, listen,
Nobody will look at you and speak whatever you can. I'm comforting you here. I'm standing by your side. Okay? All right. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Praise the living God. Are there living souls here? Praise, praise, praise the living God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, to me, I'll go to such family because, you know, life without Jesus, if that family they don't know much about Christ. Because you cannot just go into a family and just start, you understand. If they don't know about Christ, you first preach Christ to them. Praise the Lord. And also, you cannot do it by your own power. You need God. Praise the living God. Before you go and meet any family, you need to go on your knees. Not only on your knees, you need to go to God. God, I want to go to that family. What do you want me to say? How do you want me to comfort them? Praise the living God.
Hallelujah.
And with the help of God, you see that God will give you words to say. Praise God.
God bless you. Come on, please appreciate her. Yes, we are proud of you. You are learning very well. Hallelujah. That's the life of a minister. You never do things without the leadership of the Holy Spirit. That's all I was looking for. This is what we are teaching you. Are you following me now? How many of you like Koinonia 101? No carryover. No carryover whatsoever. Hallelujah. So that you'll be established. When you step out, you should know that you have been trained. When you graduate from ABU, you behave like an Abusite. And you know you are smart. You cannot graduate from ABU and behave as if you did not go to school. Hallelujah. So when you are going to a bereaved family, you don't just go arrogantly and go and meet them and say, do you know that we attend miracle service and we are all these kind of things? You are behaving like a child here. If you don't know what to say, what do? Keep quiet. There is wisdom in silence. I told you to read the book of Proverbs. The moment you are in the midst of people, especially elderly people, and you don't know what to say, shut your mouth. That's what Elihu did until wisdom came unto him. Hallelujah. Politics and governance, come sir. We live in a very corrupt country. Hallelujah. Where every Tom, Dick and Harry has access to a part of the national treasury. Anybody can loot. Hallelujah. And now you become the chairman of a local government. There's subvention, there's allocation, there's everything for you. And now we have taught you to represent Christ. Assuming you have to address your leaders, Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, free thinkers, wicked people, demons, all kinds of people. And now you are supposed to communicate the life of Christ. You have been receiving the teachings here. Listen, if you cannot translate the word that you are receiving here into a practical reality, we have been wasting our time. Hallelujah. Go ahead, sir. Express yourself.
Praise God.
2 minutes.
In a country like Nigeria, where there is high level of incubation of corruption, I, as one, pardon the whole pattern of bureaucracy and so on and so forth, but there's a need for strategic planning. We saw that in the life of Jesus Christ, where he was able to coordinate his disciples in assigning respective assignments to them all around, you know. And in the same regard, you being able to contend with society is another aspect which you need to put into consideration, which Jesus Christ continually was faced with challenges from the Sadducees and the Pharisees. But consistently, the application of wisdom, which of course didn't just come naturally, but he prayed, and actually wisdom was then granted unto him. He was commissioned into his assignment, and so the same will I do. Amen.
Okay, so you have not told us what you are going to tell them. So, assuming you are addressing a group of people, give us one solution that can help to bring good governance in this country. We are tired of nonsense. Speak to us.
Good governance is an active role in key participation. Everybody has, based on the...
From a kingdom perspective, not social studies.
Alright. From a kingdom perspective, participation one major aspect which we need to do is actually not looking at the importance of any office, but actually operating with a mindset of humility. You just said not quite long ago, humility is a revelation. It is not an understanding. Amen.
Hallelujah. And so as a Christian, when you go into public office, it's not for you, it's a waiting day for all you. Have, they have chopped their own. No. As a Christian, you must go with the attitude of servanthood. Your blessing is tied to the operation of the economy of the kingdom, not in looting from the treasury. Hallelujah. And you will face a lot of challenges because there are people above you. But you must refuse to compromise. Don't go and steal money and come and lie to us in the church. And carry small and say, Joshua, Selman, this is for you to go on air. We will drive you away with it. That's why we are believing the word of God for ourselves. Hallelujah. So when we vote you, sir, make sure you represent Christ. Now I can talk to you. But when you get there, when you forget one night, you will dream of koinonia. And you will dream of this warning. God will threaten you and say, Mr. Man, he will do to you what he did to Adeboye. The day you mess up, I will raise you from the ground. We are proud of you. Go and represent the kingdom. Family life. Hallelujah. Marriage right now is a union between two things. Anything, a man and a whale, a fish and anything, a man and a baby. I've said it again, if you are considering marriage, it is paramount that the partner you are thinking about must be of the opposite sex. Hallelujah. It's amazing that the Senate in Nigeria can be debating gay marriage. A man and a man, a woman and a woman. We call it human rights. And that westernization and that nonsense is creeping through films. Is there anybody in media here? No, media. Media. Come on. We cannot move without the media. Who is there? We need one person from the media. Quickly. Alright, family life, man. Now, you are supposed to talk sense into family. There's all kinds of things going on. A man believes the wife is his slave. The wife believes the man is whatever. Everybody comes with everything. How do you approach from a kingdom perspective? What do you think is the solution to restoring discipline and godliness? In America, a child is 14 years old. The mother says, sit down here, say, I'm going to sue you to court. And the child slaps his mother, and we call it human rights, isn't it? And when you get a cane and whip the child, we call it all kinds of names. I don't plan to beat my children, but I plan to discipline them.
Praise the Lord. The Bible says that now we have a more sure word of prophecy, and we have the Bible to always go back to. Praise the Lord. And as Monroe said, that when a purpose of a thing is not known, abuse is inevitable. So in the family, everybody has his or her place. Hallelujah. The father, the priest of the home, and then the mother and all that. And I know women, lately there have been women trying to, campaign for their place, for their rights, hallelujah. But from the scripture, it's obvious where the place of the woman is, where the place of the man is, the children and all that. So what I would do as a person, of course, seeking, having sought for the leadership of the Holy Spirit, is to bring to the consciousness of the people your place, hallelujah, as a child, as a father, as a mother, hallelujah, and then to trust the Holy Spirit to lead us, hallelujah, amen.
Bless you, beautiful. How many of you are proud of the people? This is just a random sampling. It's a true proof of whether we are making progress or not. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Media. In 5 minutes, a nation can become become drug addicts or because a celebrity went on air, he was allowed to go on Channel O or MTV. Right? And you see all kinds of things. And now we have on YouTube, iPad, everything. You can, you just need to go on YouTube. There's everything. Free pornography, how to shoot guns, how to kill people. Now God is sending you to the media. You are an apostle to the media. What do you think you can do? Or how do you plan to approach to bring the kingdom? Thank God for TV stations, Christian TV stations. I think you should appreciate every ministry and every servant of God around the world that has a TV station. It's a breath of fresh air in this jungle of Babylon. Every channel you tune into, there are lies. The media, people tell lies. They are manipulated by government. God gives you a television ministry. Will you let me be on your TV ministry?
Most definitely, sir. Because you're my teacher. And the main reason why every being was created is to give glory unto God. And every invention of man is an extension of the creation of God. So if the media was created by man, it means that the purpose of the media is to bring glory to God. And if it's not glorifying God, then the purpose of it has been defeated. So most definitely, if I get to own a television station, thank you, sir, the Bible would be the only law that is followed. If it is out of the scriptures, then it is not existing.
Hold on. I hope you know that right now on TV stations, many TV stations, you can't say Jesus, even God is becoming an issue. You must say divine or just something, or highest, something in the highest, whatever it is, paper, UFOs, whatever in the highest. So how do you plan to come in bluntly? Do you plan to be very blunt about Jesus Christ?
Extremely
first
blunt.
Of all, so that we'll know now whether we need to talk to you or...
I am extremely blunt about Jesus Christ. And it will be replicated in every institution that is established, that the Lord used me to establish. If we can't say the name of Jesus Christ on air, then there is no business being in the business of media. Because Jesus is the person that we're looking up to. He's the being. He's the most divine thing. He's the creator of the universe. He's the creator of the person that created media. So most definitely, if we cannot revere him on air, then we have no business being on air. So Jesus would be the yardstick for every single thing. For an advert to come on air, we must first check it. What is the implication of this advert on people? There are theories that guide the media. And these theories are, one of the most popular theories in the media is the magic bullet theory. That tells you that the media has the power to act exactly the way a bullet pointed at a human being will act. That once it shoots you, it takes effect immediately. That meaning that it has a way of reforming your mindset. It has a way of transforming your mindset. So we must look at every single content from that perspective. Is this television program, how is it going to affect the people, positively or negatively? Teaching our people how to prepare for war, will it affect them positively or negatively? Showing a news that, or something that's happened in somewhere, will it affect the people positively or negatively? Accepting some musical videos, will it affect the people positively or negatively? If it does not affect the people positively, then it cannot go on air. Because if it does not affect the people positively, then it means that it is definitely going to be destroying lives. It's not only going to be destroying the immediate life that you're seeing, but it's going to be destroying generations to come. Because it's what you have learned today that your seed will replicate. So if it is not in the scripture, it is not going to be on air.
Hallelujah. This is powerful. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. These guys will do what they are talking about. They are not pretending it. And I like his competence. You see him now? So you can talk to a group of unbelievers who are media people. So we are not just training you to pray in tongues alone. There is a place of creativity. There is a place of digging deep. You know where God is calling you to. Begin to build and prepare. I never knew there was a theory that governs media. But this is smart. You are learning something right now. Hallelujah. Don't just be spiritually braced up. You must be competent enough to invade the cosmos. and bring intelligent presentation of the kingdom. How many of you know Rabbi Zacharias? One intelligent apologetic. He stood and preached before atheists and all kinds of people, communicating the wisdom of the word. Hallelujah. Education. We have all kinds of people, students being victimized. University of Abuja, they've asked the students to go and relocate. You can imagine, after spending years of work because of the corruption of the administration, those in final year will have to go and start scouting for universities to start again. This is the recent announcement. Allocations that are sent to the educational sector don't reach. Everybody chops his own. NUC gets his own. Everybody gets his own. There's project from educational tax fund to build universities, build roads, build all of these things. And they are not being effective. After 5 years, they build and say 1999 project. They do it in 2005. So how do you, if you become the vice chancellor of Ahmadu Bello University in 2000, and what don't you like today that you think you can change? Quickly, 1 minute.
Praise the Lord. Firstly, the Bible says, he who lacks wisdom, let him ask of the Lord, who giveth liberally. That's the first thing. So if I'm the vice chancellor, I would like all students to know that as children of God, we are ambassadors of heaven. That's the first thing. We are ambassadors of heaven, which means that we are representing God. So everybody, as long as you ask for the course you want to read in your field, God is sending you there to effect a change, definitely. And God is a God of, he plans his things right before time. So he has seen before you. So if we ask definitely of God, he has sent us to effect a change. So if I was a VC and of ABU or whichever school, the first thing I will do, the very first thing I will do, is to bring up programs, not only education line. Because nowadays I found out that, okay, for example, last week I was opportunity to be on a particular program.
No, what I mean is, what program are you going to bring up?
Okay, a particular program I'm going to bring up is an idea challenge program. Something that can boost up students' IQ, so that in the nearest future they can actually stand on their own and do something independent on their own with God. So that's what I'm going to do.
Are you going to increase lecturer salary? Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you. Education too. What do you have to say? 20 seconds.
Amen. Well, mine will go to the part of the students. Because seriously, I think what is eating deep into our educational sector these days is laziness on the part of the students. That is, we rely on examination, my practice. I think that is what pains me most in the part of education.
If you become the what do they call, director of JAM?
Well, when I become director of JAM, I will definitely look for the right ways. But I think being director of JAM is really going too far. I'm looking at it in a place whereby before the students come to write exams, who are they actually? Because whatever JAM have in place, it is actually what a student actually is that he goes to do. Because JAM have brought up so many innovations, but exam malpractice, the more they bring up new innovations, the more people devise ways. So we have to look for a way that to make students know that they can do it on their own. Because what we have now is students who don't really believe in themselves. We believe that, you see people come and pray, and at the end of the day you go to the exam hall. After reading that, you still go, what was your prayer for in the first place? If you really pray and believe that God is going to answer your prayer, I don't believe we should still go into exam my prayer. So I'm looking at it in a personal way. As a student, look at it that you can do it with the help of God. If you can pray to God and read your books, you can do it on your own.
Hallelujah. Powerful. So when you get into the educational sector, organize programs that encourage students. Alright? organize programs that encourage students on billboards of schools. Instead of writing Socrates, say, write you can make it, you can believe it. Draw the student in every faculty. Draw students receiving their convocation certificate. Before they step into their lecture theaters, that's what they are seeing. They will become what they are seeing. Hallelujah. That's how to apply scripture. Music. Come. Music. We've had people deceive us in church. We sponsored them. They went on air. They produced album. We bought it. Marketed it for them. Only for them to go on air. And then sign up with something we don't understand. They started reducing Jesus to God. God to divine. Divine to you. You to her. Her to queen. Queen to princess. Princess to us. Are you aware of the challenge that you have to face in the music industry? What's your resolve?
Praise God. One thing is this. You don't do music because you see others excel in music. You do music because it's a calling. It's a gift. And one thing we need to realize is that you can't give what you don't have. For you to give life, you need to have life. For you to minister anointing, you need to have anointing. You need to be grounded in the word of God. Music is not what will come outside and just start shouting. You can even, with a rough voice, you can minister anointing to people. Your private time, we should have quality time with God in our private, in our privacy. You need to give what you have. Not just come and make sure of your voice and your vocal prowess. To minister life, you need to have life. And the word of God should be taken seriously. God should be our inspiration.
Hallelujah. Have you written any song? Name two Christian gospel artists in Nigeria that you know.
That song. Frank Edward.
God bless you. Appreciate him, please. Please go back. If you tell us you are called into ministry and we tell you name two gospel ministers and you are chewing your mouth, we will not castigate you, but we'll tell you go and sit down. Right? Then you pass paper and say, I want to minister in Koinonia. We'll say, no, go and sit down. Work on yourself first. Hallelujah. Stand out. Okay.
Praise the Lord. Came to realize that in our today's world, there are many souls are dying. There is someone that God wants to use to pull children to the kingdom of God. I want to take the example of Michael Jackson, the king of pop. If Michael Jackson should be a child of God, the crowd, he has moved proud to the world. But if that person is saved and he has pulled this crowd, all of them will make it to heaven. So when he died and I saw the crowd that are coming to him for his burial, it was a challenge to me. I said, this one, if it's for God now, what will happen? Could I have been a great soul winner? Praise the Lord. Now when I was told that Sarah, you are called to sing, and I say, God, can I sing? I don't know how to sing, but I admire people singing for your glory. And I don't know anything about music, but I submit. And anytime I stand and I handle the mic, I see the power of God moving. And I say, Lord, connect me to the people that will train me so that when I come out, when you announce me, that voice, that the people that are waiting for me, that unsaved soul that are waiting for me, will come and bow down before it through my administration in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord.
Two music schools for you. Steve Strings has his music school. Ruben has his music school. Go and meet him. You will talk with him. He will train you. He's very gifted in that area. Go and meet him now. Hallelujah. Fashion. Who is? Okay, we'll soon round up. There is a reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. Hallelujah. Fashion. Right now, the world, every day, Versace, Gucci, boss, everybody is bringing up everything. Huh? All kinds of perfumes, all kinds of things. Alright? And we have everybody, all kinds. Right now, you see naked ladies on perfumes that are for men. I mean, completely naked. And, you know, all kinds of things. So how do we... By the way, let me tell you something. For music guys, do you realize that when Michael Jackson died, in 3 days, the album that he was supposed to use for his tour sold $120 million in 3 days after his death. People went to buy it. So music brings you to a position where you are an influence over people. That's the right time to communicate Christ. Hallelujah. So fashion, we have fashion parade, Tyra Banks, all of the people. How do you plan to compete with those world-class people? They are very good. They are very competent. They are not small at all. All they are Brazilian, Yvonne, all of these things. How do you plan to come in with it? They are Mary Kay, they are Gucci Rush.
Hallelujah. As a good designer, you must have to go out, seek.
Kingdom perspective. How do you plan to be paid? Not how do you plan to do the job. How do you plan to let Jesus come?
Okay, through that, you must have to be careful. There are some perfumes that you must have to be careful when you are putting it. You understand? You must have to be.
Let him talk. What is your business? I asked you to come out. You didn't come out.
You must have to be very careful, because in every aspect of this life, you bring out fashions. There are some fashions that they are evil. You understand? So, spiritually, you must have to say no for that. I'm just assuming. This is a shirt. Isn't it? I wear this shirt today. You don't know how comes. It's coming about that. And you go out looking for it. No, without knowing that this shirt is from, maybe, from evil spirit. You begin to go and buy it. So, you must have to be very careful. Spiritually, allow the spirit to lead you in every fashion that you are wearing or you are putting. Like so many girls, they are backsliding. You see their heads putting.
Appreciate him. Come on, appreciate him. Encourage him. Hallelujah. Paul said, anyone who is not against us is for us. Come on, appreciate him. God bless you, sir. Hallelujah. What's that? Boutique. Beauty, makeup artist. Education? Oh, both. Come. Makeup artists.
Oh.
Hallelujah. We'll give you 1 minute. I'm very serious about it. I'm a strange man of a person. Hallelujah. 1 minute. All right? How do you plan to make our sisters nice and beautiful? All right? Without causing the brothers to go to hell. Brothers, am I speaking? Am I speaking?
Praise God. Praise the Lord. I will try by the grace of God to see that I make them up in such a way that to the glory of God, you make up to the glory of God and not to the glory of man. And just like I see it as a calling, I know it's not normal. It's not just a normal thing. Look good, as in know the right thing to wear, the right thing to put on. Even your lipstick should glorify God. Your eye pencil or whatever, your powder should glorify God. Not the one you put on and look like a masquerade. Praise God.
Hallelujah. In other words, they are asking, ladies, how many percent of you is the real you?
Hallelujah. As we all know, excess of everything is bad. You can always look beautiful. Doing your makeup lightly, not too bold. And when you are making up, it should go with what you're wearing. And like now, when you're applying powder or our foundation, whatever, as a Christian makeup artist, I'll advise that you make up lightly. Don't make it too shouty. You still look beautiful the way.
Praying in tongues makes you beautiful. That's a big secret, I'm telling you. I know you will not agree. That's a big secret. I'm telling you. If the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in your mortal body, that same spirit will quicken, vitalize. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. I told some of my friends that sometimes when I get jobs, and then you look at the people you're about to make up, you can't help but start praying. Hallelujah. Because sometimes you don't know where to start from. Again, I'd like to say that trend changes, but style doesn't change at all. So the best thing to do, like she said, is moderation. Hallelujah. Now, the problem we have in the fashion world is that we ladies, we don't want to wear what this lady is wearing. All of us, we want to look different, you know. So to an extent, we try to overdo things. But the secret is just this. Look 60% the trend and then 40% your own spice. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Look, let me tell you something. Listen to me. Save yourself headache and don't die for nothing. Do the best you can and leave the rest of God. Don't kill yourself and say, I must look this. Must you do it? Who is complaining about how you're looking? See, there's pressure to be everything. I don't dress because this is the trend. Hallelujah. I dress when I like something, I wear it. You don't put me under pressure and say, this is how men of God. I don't know what they believe. I don't know what they are doing. Don't put yourself under pressure, especially ladies. Say, this we born is 5,000. You have 6,000. You are dying to use the 5,000 and fix it. Wash the one that you have and use it again. Who said you keep using it for the rest of your life? Is it only your roommates that will know? Hallelujah. We put ourselves under all kinds of pressure. Blackberry, you must use the Blackberry. You must use this. If your phone does not have camera, you are embarrassed. You beg your friend to help you. You are not an ambassador. You look older than your age. Because if you keep doing that for years, you will look, the stress will kill you. Appreciate all these people. Go back to your seat. God bless you. So together, are we making progress? Hallelujah. I didn't call these people because of a variety tonight. Hallelujah. I called to test. At a particular point when Jesus was teaching, he said, 12 disciples come. And he sent them. He said, let me know whether or not we are making sense. And they came back. He sent the 70. And the Bible says they came back rejoicing. And they said, even the devils were subject to us in thy name. Hallelujah. It's important for us to know that there is transformation and there is change happening in the life of everybody. Not everybody is going to be a pastor here, true or false. So our ministry is not just for pastors. Not everybody here is going to be an entrepreneur, a business person. Not everybody, maybe not everybody you even marry. I didn't say God said it. I said not everybody. You can choose. Hallelujah. But that whatever it is, the Bible says we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. That's what it means to be an ambassador. An ambassador is the representative of a government. If we just work on ministers alone, what happens to the politicians? That's why Nigeria is suffering. We have men of God, we have no voice in our Senate.
and the one or two that are there, the voice of the world will strangle them to a point that they have no voice. We don't want it to happen that way. There is a strategy that God is giving us. Are you following me now? I've said it here that the true apostolic ministry does not just train people. It invades people and shifts cultures, systems. So whether it's Steve Strings or Jimmy on air. Jimmy, when we see you on Exclusive to Divinity, or Al-Hari doing her fashion, whatever. You know, all of these things that we can see that Christ is being directly... Before now, the church has taught that the only way to train people is to just get them to pray, get them to study the Bible, hallelujah, and then have their nice and small house. But there are policies being formed every day and we are suffering the consequences. If we do not have voices that rise in these systems, a time will come the church will be strangled. Are you listening to me? In a place like Zaria, it's very difficult to give a church a land. Hallelujah. There are many difficult ways. So don't say it does not matter. Otherwise, a time will come when certain policies will be put together. Do you know right now in which of the countries, I don't know, they officially permitted gay, alright? And not just gay, but the gay can choose any church that they want to wed. So they can come for Koinonia now and say, you must wed us. And if you do not, the government will seize your license. You know, it's only in Nigeria that you can start ministry when you like. Abroad, there are ways you do it. You don't just do it whether you're a miracle worker or not. Are you following me now? So you can imagine that kind of thing. Don't say it cannot come to Nigeria. This is spiritual. And if believers do not rise in that area, if God does not have a voice, we are in trouble. Hallelujah. And this is what kingdom invasion is all about. This is the principle that great men like Sunday Adelaja used. And they caused the Orange Revolution in Ukraine, a city that is a racist nation. But he brought a revolution in that city. And forever, his name will be in the sands of time as a revivalist. The church must become a platform for training and building. Believers must be able to come to church and not just get educated, but get equipped and trained. Believers are not idiots. We are intelligent people. We are just spiritual. That's all. It doesn't mean we don't have common sense. The church has taught believers to kill away your common sense. That the way you love God is have no sense of reasoning again. So the moment you step out of church, you have no relevance to the system whatsoever. We need believers that can have a voice both in the system. Jesus spoke to Pharisees, the government of the land. He had something when he went to farmers and business people. He could communicate to them. He went to prostitutes and the outcasts. He could relate with them. Jesus could relate with every strata of society. He met the military people. He had something to tell them. He understood the law to the point that when Caesar came, he said, "Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar." He understood the legal side of ministry. Paul had this understanding. A time came, it was not his anointing that saved him. He said, "Look, let me tell you, I am a Jew. I was trained under Gamaliel, a Pharisee to the core. I understand these principles. Don't take it for granted that I'm preaching the cross. Doesn't mean I'm an idiot. I'm an intelligent scribe and Pharisee." And it saved him. By the way, let me tell you, Paul was not a tent maker. Alright? Paul made prayer shawls, not tents. To add it to your Bible knowledge, Paul was not a tent maker. The translators made a mistake. His job was prayer shawls, not tents. Hallelujah. Do you believe that we are the revivalists that are going to shake this nation? Do you believe that we are the ones who will arise? Do you believe that above and beyond ABU, above and beyond Zaria, there is an international anointing upon your life? This is what God told me to do tonight. Do you believe that all these teachings on faith, we are teaching on faith, we are teaching on character, we are teaching on giving. You know, I'm sure the ministers have been impressed by the turnout of Titus again and again, and the way people are becoming obedient to the word of God. Hallelujah. We are teaching these things. Grooming, equipping. This is what it means to equip, to supply the tools that it takes to rule and to reign. I assure you, you will not regret what you are doing. Many of you will thank God that you passed by Zaria in your destiny. Hallelujah. We are God's workmanship. Say, I am His workmanship. Created in Christ Jesus. I am absolutely confident. Listen to me. Listen to me. Do you know that seated among us here, if only God can open our eyes prophetically to see the caliber and the class of people who are seated here. Maybe you did not know that they will graduate such great generals. Today they celebrate generals all around. If they had known that all of these men today who are generals and world-renowned figures. This is how I've said something. I said this thing right from the days we used to meet at the back of chapel. I said we are going to be great in life. And the beautiful part is we will all know ourselves. We'll be related to one another. Hallelujah. Creating a kingdom community is the key to sustaining kingdom values. We are not wasting our time. This is not just church as usual. Oh, you jot and write. Hallelujah. You get up. That you leave koinonia with a resolve in your heart. Without this understanding, your Christianity becomes boring because you don't know what else to do when you are born again and filled with the Holy Spirit. We do not know that Christianity is not just a religion of servitude, but it's a call to responsibility where we can represent Christ. So you see that every time you are building, while you are in class, others just want to pass and go. You are conscious of the fact that I am an ambassador. So they are just doing malpractice. They are not even listening to what the lecturer is saying because they want to go. But you know that I am different. Hallelujah. When people are getting thorough, you are serious, you are buying books, you are building, you lock yourself, you are fasting like that gentleman for 5 days. Why will someone be fasting? Our media department, just a week or two, finished, I think, 5 or 7 days fast. How can a media department be fasting? For what? To hold camera? But this is how much they see where they are going. Listen. Your comprehension of where God is taking you determines how much you are willing. If you know you are going far, it will not be a burden for you to prepare right now. Are you listening to me? The way many of us are preparing, we plan to end in Zaria, or to end in Kaduna State, or to end in the north. I told myself something. I said, before my parents go to be with the Lord, they will know they gave birth to a son. Indeed. Hallelujah. Can your parents say that about you? Or they just look at you, and when you are getting married, your father just look at you and say, thank God. Thank God. 29 years of misery. Thank God. We are His workmanship. I bring you a message, very simple message tonight, that the Lord is counting on you. The Lord is counting on ambassadors and generals. Don't just grow up and get old. Realize that you have an assignment. Shout it. Say, I have an assignment. I have a mandate. I am not a non-entity. I am going somewhere to happen. Yes. Yes. I'm telling you. I know this about my life. I knew this years ago, and today by grace I have the privilege to teach and talk to God's people. It's not a mistake. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Please, Steve, stand up. He was my roommate. We're roommates. Hallelujah. And what happened? Those times he used to bring keyboard, room 155, old block. He will bring keyboard and I will be on the keyboard and he will be on the guitar. And then Andy, now Ambassage, who received one of the awards as the best gospel rapper. That was where we will worship. Then no koinonia, no apostle, who apostle care, no nothing. No money to buy any suits like this. No, nothing. Nobody calling you sir. No, nothing, but we believe. And Steve would play the guitar. I remember sometimes during our devotion in the morning, other people from other rooms would come because we would worship. I'll never forget the time we had a divine visitation. We were worshiping and we held our hands, three of us, and we prayed in tongues, and there was such a dense presence of God. And that was how we lay down and slept there. The power of God. I remember those times I'll be sitting down and the power of God will come upon me so much, and I'll just look for them and just be lay hands. Those were days of practice. We're still under practice, but a higher level of practice. Who would have known? He didn't have the name Strings yet, but today the grace of God has made him a voice around. And everywhere you go to, you say Steve Strings, people clap, and some of you admire him and say, oh dear. Just like many of you will stand 5 years from now and look at your congregations. Yes. 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 You'll be married to the pastor. And when you stand and see every kind of misbehavior, you address it squarely. And they ask you, where did you learn this kind of thing from? You say, I remember there used to be one big mouthed young guy like this in Zaria that will not let us rest. How come you are walking and you are prophesying like this? Yeah, there was one yellow guy, and I saw the way you prophesy. And every time you are making your congregation laugh, and they say, where did you learn it from? Come on, tell me who you say was doing it. Yes, this is where God is taking us. Steve Strings, I just brought him up to tell you, and this is only the beginning. I will not be surprised today if I see Steve Strings playing and you are watching KICC and you just start and say, tell me I'm dreaming. This is Steve. Don't say you are dreaming. You think he's playing? Or one day, suddenly, you have been praying that I won't go on air. I will go one day. Let me assure you. I know many of you are praying and say, Kai, oh God, please, all these kind of people, don't go. I will go. God will take me there. And you will be part of the partners. Because God will speak to you and you are promised to be obedient. Hallelujah. I believe what I'm saying with the whole of my heart. This is not the end of ENI. This is not the end of Koinonia. This is just a step out of the cave compared to where we are going. For your life. I may not know you by name. Listen to me. You are lost in the crowd sitting here. That was how I used to sit down years ago when men of God are preaching. I'll be in FCS sitting quietly and men of God will come and preach. Say, some of you, the grace of God is upon your life, and lost in that crowd. And today, by grace, this is how some of you, by grace, will be called out. This is how some of you will stand. Some of you will be the Dangotes and the Otedolas, and they'll be asking you, to say, how come Nigeria is booming in agriculture like this? And you say, there is one called the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, as a businessman, you say, yes. Yes. You not just say God. Those of you who said God here, I hope you know the God you are talking about. I believe this with all my heart. This is what we are striving after. Some of you are seated here. You will have ministries, you will be the next Benny Hinn. You know I'm not lying. The Spirit of God tells you that what this guy is saying is not a lie. Some of you women will move in strange anointings. You will move in the anointings of Catherine Kuhlman, the anointings of Amphi McPherson, Madame Gunion, Maria Woodward Eater. You will bring revival in this nation. I know it. We are going to pray just for 5 or 10 minutes and then we are done. This is my message tonight. I kept thinking about this all through and I was wondering. I said, Lord, you really want me to do this? And the Lord said, yes. We are going to rededicate ourselves and say, Lord,
Here is my life. Here is my life. Here is my life. Here is my life I want to give in serving my fellow man, doing the will of God. Here is my life. Here is my life. Here is my life. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. Here is my life. I want to give. I want to give in serving my fellow man, doing the will of God. Here is my life. Here is my life. Here is my life.
Rise up on your feet.
Here is my life. Here is my life.
Come on, sing.
Here is my life. Here is my life. Here is my life.
Go ahead and begin to pray and say, Lord, here is my life. Pray. Say, Lord, I'm the one Joshua Selman has been talking about. You will commit great ministries to the nations. You will commit anointings into my hands. You will commit grace. Pray. Say, Lord, you are talking about me tonight. Here is my life. Pray. Kingdom invasion. Invading the cosmos. I am God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Bible says you are a royal priesthood. You are an holy nation, a peculiar people, called to show forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Pray. Say, Lord, I will change my sphere of influence wherever you are sending me to. Pray, here is my life. Pray me. Let the wisdom of Bezalel come. Let the anointing of Ezekiel come. Let the prosperity of Solomon come. Let the leadership of Joseph come. Pray. Let the grace of Esther come. Let the favor of Jesus come. Let the anointing of Paul come. Let the prophetic dimension of Agabus come. Pray. Let the evangelistic grace of Philip come. I receive grace. Hallelujah. Listen. Now we are going to pray. Every call of an ambassador, write it, is a call unto responsibility. And responsibility entails preparation. Preparation entails sacrifice. Every call of an ambassador. You are not at your best yet. No matter how great you are. I'm speaking to generals tonight. You are not at your best yet. You know how to weave. Why are you stopping here? You know how to make hair. Why are you stopping there? Every time, let me teach you something. Every time, go on your knees before God and pray on your giftings and pray on your skill. Say, Lord, let an anointing come upon it. If you are going to have the next McDonald's, say, Lord, there will be an anointing. It will be a platform to heal the sick. That your eatery will be known as a miracle center. Hungry people will come and eat and live with more than just satisfaction. There's a song Alvin Slaughter sang. He said, what's that you have in your hands? I can use it only if you are willing to lose it. I learned it from Jangfa. Years ago it was his song. He liked it. I tried to learn it from him. I just couldn't get it. He said, I'll take the little that you have and make it brand new. Why? Because I am El Shaddai. Tonight, can you submit your giftings and say, Lord, it may not be much, but it can change nations.
Lift your hands and say, Lord, I surrender my giftings and my skill. It may not be much. I may just know how to set sound. But Lord, take it tonight. Use it for your glory. Anoint it. I know I don't have a voice. I'm a shy person. But please upon this servant of yours. And make a voice out of me. I just know how to do beauty, makeup and fashion. Please upon it, O God. And give me a voice to the nations. I will stand for you. Lord, I don't know how to preach. I only have a passion for the lost. And the Lord is saying, I will anoint you. What you have is enough. Come on, pray. Lord, this is what I have. 2 loaves. And 5 fish. Lord, can it feed 5,000 people? Yes, it can. Lift up your 2 loaves and 5 fish of talent. Lord, I am not eloquent. I cannot speak good English. I didn't go to a good school, but I desire to serve you. Yes, you can take you and make a wonder. You made a wonder out of this camera. Lord, my village is not in the map of Nigeria. Lord, I don't know my purpose in life, but I love you. Yes, he can use you. That's a good place to start. Lord, I don't know why I'm here on earth, but you can start from here. I don't know where you are taking me, oh God, but I'm willing. I'm available. I'm available. I will not disappoint you. I'm available. Hallelujah. Run away. Listen to me. Run away from any company of friends that are visionless people and will not help you where you are going. I don't care how long you are with them. Even if they grew up in your yard, this is the time to tell them, look, I'm going somewhere. Abraham got to a point where he told his servants, you cannot follow me from here. It's not that I hate you, but where I'm going requires that I carry my sacrifice alone. Many of you, that's the decision that will make God start using you. This one leg in here, and then another leg there. Better take the other leg this night and get serious. Sit down, buy books. Go to Jordan bookstore. Jordan is there. Buy the books. You may have only Gary. Run away from that stupid faith message that teaches you that if you don't have anything, now your faith is not working. Sit down with your Gary and buy the books and drink it honorably. The greats drank Gary like that too. There was a time we drank it, and we drank it honorably. We ate bread and put granite inside and drank it with 10 naira zobo, and we're praying in tongues. Don't think we didn't do it. Oh yes, we did it. The time we took ginger, I killed 2 birds with 1 stone because I used to sing there. So I used the ginger to, that's all I could get, and then I'll exercise my voice. 10 naira bread, and we put granite inside and eat it and say, Lord, you are faithful. Now you are getting only beans, and you are saying for the past 4 days I've eaten beans, and they've taught you that's not a sign of faith. Use your money to buy books, buy the truth, sell it. Sit down, don't buy suits. You don't need to look like Joshua Selman. It took me years to get here. Don't frustrate yourself. Some of the suits I'm having, people sold it into my life. Nobody will sew it into your life yet. So stop trying to say I'm trying to look. Go and sit down. Sit down with your 1 trouser. Wash it, iron it, carry your Bible. You can't afford a concordance, but you can afford 100 naira cafe. Other people are browsing in the day. Beg your friend for his internet, for his model, and sit down and browse. You're signing a track record in the realm of the spirit. Say, lady, don't sit down and say, oh, come and marry me. Go and find out how to be a mother, how to be a wife, how to be a minister. Go and ask people that are married. Buy juice and go and greet. Our mommy prof is here. Our mommy Nankwa's mother is here. Buy juice and go and greet them. Pastor William Dwight is here. Buy juice one day and go and greet. And say, mommy, what will you advise me as a young lady? We're going around and say, who will come and marry me? Who will come and do all those nonsense? Hallelujah. And I say, guy,
Stop claiming the life of successful people and sit down and start asking them what they did to get to where they are getting to. All those I claim, you see, and yeah, I claim, you even draw it. You will draw it and sit down and see it there. I tell you, it will not come to pass. Hallelujah. You can buy Zobo. I know that we have not attained yet, but there is something we can tell you. Hallelujah. Make Pepe Soup and run and corner Jakes and say, Jakes, please, God is sending me to the nations. We went to Massacre. We went for Panchin Crusade. We have gone for crusades. Jakes single-handedly, as an undergraduate student, took over the Church of God in Shika, the Church of God in Giwa. We used to tease him and say he has Giwa Church or Giwa Assembly. He was the president of gospel team. He has something to say. It's time for you to begin to respect the grace and the people around you. You can look at your roommate. Stop looking at your roommate as your roommate. Start looking at the anointing upon your roommate. You may be 10 years older than the person. Hallelujah. Very important. The person may even be your mother. One day come and kneel down before your mother, not as your mother, but as the servant of God, and say, bless me, let your hand touch my head. Open up a door of destiny. We did it in Lagos. Abi, there was a time we met Mommy Oche. That family is an enviable family. All of us got down on our knees. He said, Mommy, we will not come back to Lagos until something happens. And that woman lay. See, let me tell you, we are like bees. We are a product of many blessings. It's not everything we got on our secret list. Follow them who through faith and patience. Some of you who are very rude to elderly people, you see, whether it's your mother or your brother, you see everybody just insults them because you now know how to use BlackBerry. Say, honor your father and your mother so that your days may be long. You don't honor them, you will die young. It's not a prophecy, it's the word of God. Men of character and grace. Say after me, I'm willing to sit down. Say it, I'm willing to sit down and pay the price, and God will honor me. One more time, say, I'm willing to sit down and pay the price. Yes, let's see more of you in Jordan Bookstore. Go and meet the media, collect Koinonia messages. God is sending you for ministry. You don't have the tape of anybody, only the program that you preach. You just preach all kinds of disjointed scriptural things. That's the only tape you have. You are learning. Go and buy. Get these things. They are free. Sit with them. Sit with them. Don't say because they invited you and say, okay, go and preach in this final year program. You suddenly carry one lady and say, come, you help me with my itinerary. Sit down, Jared. When I see people do all those things, I tell them, sit down. I don't care what you think you are prophesying. I'm not the kind of person you come to me and say, God said the moon has started. I tell you, sit down. Now, come with God. Be with God. Are you blessed tonight? Lord, we thank you. Give us grace to sit down. I assure you, brothers and sisters, you will bless God for these days of your life. You will bless God. Ask our mothers and our parents, and they will tell you, as young people, we are setting a great foundation. Lord, we give you praise. Be glorified. We thank you for the privilege and the opportunity. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Quickly, if you are coming here for the first time, inside and outside, please appreciate them, celebrate them as they come out. This is your first time of worshiping with us at Koinonia. Please rise up on your feet, jump out quickly. Thank you very much. Thank you, appreciate them. Don't sit back, there is a blessing for you. Come out boldly, come out confidently. God bless you, thank you, inside and outside. Come on, keep clapping, motivate them. Let them know we love them and we appreciate them. Oh, the beauty makeup lady. Good to see you. Thank you, Sas. Thank you, Mars. Hallelujah. How many of you were blessed tonight? Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you so much for coming. This is Koinonia. Hallelujah. Meeting put together by Eternity Network International.
And our desire is that we come to know the Lord and dedicate ourselves totally to Him, and that we partner with Him to be ambassadors upon the earth. And I know your life will never be the same. I know that God brought you for a reason, and He brought you to change you and to bless you. We want to pray for you right now. And as we pray for you, I want you to receive the prayers. It will change your life. Hallelujah. Stretch your hands, saints of God, as we prophesy in the lives of these ones. In the name of Jesus, we declare that you are blessed, you are challenged, you are encouraged. You will never be the same again. In the name of Jesus Christ, whatever challenge you came here with, we declare that it is lifted in the name of Jesus. Tonight, God gives you an encounter with the Holy Spirit. Honor and value for the word of God. Honor and value for the ministry of prayer. Honor and value to be like Jesus Christ. We speak and we prophesy upon your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you so much. I'd like you to just...
Believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, call 081-38-32-5463 or 080-33-50-8735 or 080-34-00-3936. You can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/Koinonia Parenting Network International. Or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Koinonia_ENI. You can also download our messages on www.foreshared.com. Parenting Network International, duplicating the fullness of God's life on earth.